Five components of emotional intelligence.
Combines the power of the mind with the wisdom of your heart, and it just helps you to unlock your potential.
Hey everyone, welcome to my Shiny Minds show.
Did you know that your heart sends more information to your brain than your brain does send to your heart? Hello everyone. My name is Shiny Burjunsal. I am the proud creator of NeuroShine Technology, the Shiny Minds show, and your NeuroShine coach. We're talking about emotional intelligence today. And I just revealed a very scientific information to you, that your heart is powerful, that your heart sends a lot more information to your brain than your brain does send to the heart. So this little information is very important to you because, one, you might be thinking, oh my God, you know, I can get through life and never get through life's problems with my head. Well, true, you know, your brain is very useful when it comes to solving problems, analyzing, and, you know, being creative. And yet, if you're too much in the head, you lose the wisdom of your heart. Think about it. When you were born, you had your heart, and your heart was very wise to direct you to exactly what you need to do to learn other things about life. You didn't have your brain yet. Your brain developed later on. So still, if you're too much in the heart, then you might also lose your touch with your brain. So that is also not good. What do you need? You need a good balance. That's why I created my NeuroShine technology, so that you could combine the power of your mind with the wisdom of your heart to maximize your potential and become very emotionally intelligent. If you're ready, we're going to talk about five components of emotional intelligence, and we're gonna get you a little bit more emotionally intelligent. Ready? Let's go. Number one. Self-awareness. Self-awareness of what? Self-awareness of your emotions, your thoughts, your language, your body language, your facial expressions, your tonality. How does it sound? How do you show up with that facial expression? What do you say when you are not in a good mood? And how does your energy feel? Because people are going to pick up on your energy even before you say anything. And becoming aware of all of these things is your number one requirement to become more emotionally intelligent. Number two is self-regulation. Listen, I created a simple formula to create any change in your life. Here's the formula. Awareness multiplied by willingness. When you're aware about your emotions, what you need to do, you need to be willing to change that, to do something different. And that begins with self-regulation. Regulating your thoughts, emotions, your language, your relationships, your time management, even like how you pursue your dreams, your daily habits. It's really an amazing level of discipline. And if you have that, if you have that self-control, then you are absolutely in the game of becoming a very emotionally intelligent individual. Number three, motivation. The third component of emotional intelligence is about your certainty, is about how you find that fate inside of you that says go. When everything goes wrong, when your life is on fire, when you feel like you cannot go on anymore, but you have so much faith, you have so much courage, you believe in yourself so much, and you have determination. And very, very interestingly, you have your ego. Why does your ego help you to become more motivated? Because your ego is your self-esteem. If you can manage your ego, if you can self-regulate your ego, you're going to tap into it and you're going to get fired up to go after those goals and dreams and to your next levels, because you're going to feel so alive. Number four is empathy. Empathy is about what I call level two and three listening in coaching. When you are a coach, you understand what is level two and level three listening. When you know a little bit about NLP, you understand building rapport, you understand matching, and you understand that there is a correlation between how you use your brain and your brainwaves and how it connects to your emotions through empathy. Empathy is about using your prefrontal cortex and then integrating all of these parts of your brain together to understand what is truly going on with this person. What is it that I am picking up on? I know they're telling me something, but their body language is telling me another thing. The story is different. The energy shift is different. So when you focus on empathy, understanding empathy, you also need to understand that you need to accept people and match them where they are. And you need to also remember that delta brainwaves are the source of empathy. Yep, you heard it right. Delta brainwaves, which means when you go to sleep at night, when you have a good night's sleep, did you know that it pumps and actually improves your level of empathy? Yeah, so make sure you get a lot of rest. Last but not least, this is the fifth component of your emotional intelligence, your social skills. How are you relating to others? How are you being friends with their amygdala? That is my expression. You know, people have this part of their brain which can be triggered easily when they feel like they are being attacked. When you use a language that is nonviolent, when you use a language that is actually friends with that part of the brain, then you are being emotionally intelligent. And actually, there is a whole online course that I created about emotional intelligence language. And if you would love to learn more, I'll drop a link right over here so that you can improve your level of emotional intelligence and go to next levels and, you know, create some fun. Use your humor. Be more of you. Bring more joy to whatever you're doing, because that's what social skills are all about, right? How you contribute as who you are to the world so that they also feel like they want more of you around. So there you have it. You have five components of emotional intelligence by Daniel Goleman. I hope you liked this video. I hope it served you. If you liked it, please put a like on it and share it with your friends so they can also become more emotionally intelligent. And of course, subscribe to my channel. Why wouldn't you? Because it's amazing. You're gonna get more amazing content like that. And at the end, our goal is, as you know, you and I, we are going to create a much better world together with more love and shiny minds.